Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, verse 7. Welcome to our study of the great things of God. Today we want to look at the greatest fellowship that we could ever have. And that fellowship, that great fellowship, is the fellowship we have with God and the fellowship we have with other Christians. Friend, it was sin that separated our fellowship, our relationship with God. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2 teaches that our sins have separated us from a holy and loving God. However, when we obey the gospel, we are redeemed, we're reconciled to God. Ephesians 1, verses 14 following. And thus, that great fellowship has been restored with God. And with that comes the great fellowship we have with other Christians. We have now brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're all a part of the family of God. Ephesians 2, verse 16, with God our Father and with other Christians as part of that family. That great fellowship is seen in Acts 2 in verse 42. As they obeyed the gospel for the first time, the gospel had been preached, they were obedient to it, and the Bible says they continued steadfastly in prayers and doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and all those things God had given them. There was great fellowship on the day of Pentecost between those who had separated themselves from the world and those who had been obedient to the gospel. Now, the great fellowship means that we no longer fellowship the world. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, we learn evil companions corrupt good morals. The Bible says that we no longer have fellowship with darkness, but we rather expose it. Ephesians 5 and verse 11. Do you have this great fellowship with God and with Christians? If you've not obeyed the gospel, you don't have that. If you're willing to do what Jesus said in Mark 16:16, Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned." If you're willing to do that, you can enter in into the greatest fellowship in all the world. We're begging you, we're pleading you today, pleading with you today. Won't you have great fellowship with God by obeying the gospel?
God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.